It is Tuesday, October 30th, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, how the major parties in Arkansas do or do not screen potential candidates. A handful of Democrats and Republicans this year have created controversy on the way to Election Day. And an early music trio brings their basset horns to the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
And a conversation with Orrin Softy about the world premiere of his play Checks and Balances. That will take place in Rogers. I'm Kyle Kellums, and this is the next to last day of the on-air portion of the fall fundraiser for KUAF. A couple of numbers that can connect you to our phone volunteers and help you contribute now in the closing hours of this fundraiser. 800-522-5823 or 575-5823. You can also make a financial pledge of support online at support.KUAF.com. If you appreciate the news coverage, music, and entertainment that KUAF provides every day, please consider that we are able to do this because of your financial support. The sheer volume of newsworthy events happening in our world each day is staggering. Today, a shining example of that. Most radio stations only bring you the news from our nation or from hotspots around the world, but KUAF brings you news from around the world, from around the country, each and every day, as well as on Ozarks at Large, from down the street in the city next door. Our goal is to be international in scope, informative in content. Listeners provide a majority of the funding. The biggest part of our funding pie comes from you. So we would like to hear from you. If we haven't already, you can call us right now with your pledge. 575-5823, 800-522-5823. Thanks to Marianne and Tom Schaefer from Bentonville for their continued support of KUAF.
You can also support us online at supportkuaf.com. And we're going to launch another challenge.
I think it might be. The finale.
This might be our last one.
Yes.
All right. This challenge is from Charles Wilkins and Ingrid Fritsch of Fayetteville.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to both of you. The challenge is in the amount of $1,500. And it is for new members.
Okay. So, if you have been sitting on the fence, procrastinating, just unable to find the time to call for the first ever pledge, boy, here is a time when it can really make a big difference.
Absolutely. The way these work, we have to collect up to $1,500. Charles and Ingrid will match that, so this challenge will be worth $3,000 for us.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'll be great.
That'll be fantastic. And again, to all of you potential procrastinators, tomorrow is the last day of the fundraiser. So
right.
If you're going to become a new member, now would be an excellent time because of the challenge. This very generous challenge from Charles and Ingrid of Fayetteville.
And because it's a $1,500 challenge to potential new contributors, this is a big tent challenge. If you can afford a big amount, you're welcome. If you can afford just a bit, you're welcome.
Absolutely.
All pledges, all contributions are welcome here. That's how we accumulate enough money to pay for All Things Considered, Talk of the Nation, Ozarks at Large, The Pick and Post, and Shades of Jazz, and all the other programs. We do it with all the pledges put together. We're all in this together. 800-522-5823, 575-5823. You can also pledge online
at supportkuaf.com. And you know what you can best afford. You best know how much you use KUAF and what our services are worth to you. If you can provide, you know, you can afford $10 a month, that's $120 a year.
That works out. It's a great way to break it up.
Absolutely. Or if, as Kyle mentioned, you know, this is a big tent kind of challenge. So if you can afford something more, say $1,000, you can be a part of our NPR society and give that as well. $10, $1,000, we are happy with anything.
That's right. It takes a couple of minutes, 800-522-5823, or online at supportkuaf.com. And thank you. And this is Ozarks at Large. Thousands of people have already voted early in the state of Arkansas. According to a release from the Arkansas Secretary of State, Mark Martin, more than 187,000 people have cast a vote early as of Saturday, including just over 16,000 votes cast early in Benton County, 9,300 in Washington County, just over 7,000 early votes in Sebastian County, and nearly 2,500 early votes in Crawford County. Governor Mike Beebe's proposed budget will be released in about 2.5 weeks. The governor says his priority is funding education for kindergarten through 12th grade.
Coming along nicely, we'll present proposals. I think it's the 15th of November, and we'll present a proposed budget. Now, you know, that's always subject to change as it gets modified and adjusted throughout the course of budget hearings during the session, but that's a good starting point, and that's what we'll present to him.
Governor Beebe says he'll also discuss an expected $400 million Medicaid shortfall at that time.
The city of Bentonville recently joined a short list of other Arkansas cities that have been deemed bicycle-friendly. The League of American Bicyclists awarded Bentonville a bronze designation as a bicycle-friendly community for encouragement of cycling in the community. David Wright, director of the city's Parks and Recreation Department, says the main thing Bentonville has done to help garner the designation is the development of the city's comprehensive trail program.
Currently, the city of Bentonville has 23.5 miles of hard surface paths. That's combined with what I call a side path, which is a trail adjacent to a road. And then we have some off-road trails as well, like the Crystal Bridges Trail or the North Bentonville Trail. And then we have about another 30 miles of share roads throughout the community, which are designated bikeways for cyclists to use that are on the roads. Now, they're not necessarily a designated bike lane, but there are share roads that are on the asphalt that says to the motorists to please share this road with the cyclist.
Wright says while the League of American Bicyclists didn't provide specific instruction for improving Bentonville's bicycle-friendly rating, more trail development would be necessary to improve the city's standing, primarily development of trails west of Walton Boulevard. Other bicycle-friendly communities in Arkansas include Fayetteville, Conway, and North Little Rock.
A large search is underway for a convicted murderer who escaped yesterday afternoon from Tucker Prison in Jefferson County. Shea Wilson, a spokeswoman for the Arkansas Department of Correction, says 33-year-old Curtis Reese Jr. and another inmate were able to slip out of the prison.
They managed to get in a water tank atop of an 18-wheeler and leave the prison compound. And they jumped from the top of that truck in a little community called Ferda, which is very near the prison.
The other inmate was captured a short time later, but Reese is still on the loose. Wilson says he is serving a 40-year sentence for first-degree murder. Reese is described as white with green eyes, about 5 feet 10 inches tall, and weighing about 170 pounds.
The season is over for the Arkansas soccer team. The Razorbacks lost to South Carolina 3-2 in overtime in the first round of the SEC tournament yesterday in Orange Beach, Alabama. Arkansas finished the 2012 season with a 9-10-1 record and won a school record of 6 SEC matches. Today, expect sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Tonight, expect clear conditions with lows ranging from 35 to 43. Tomorrow, we'll have sunny conditions with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. And tomorrow night, expect clear skies with lows in the 40s.